श्रोत्रादि ज्ञानेन्द्रियैः शब्दादि विषयैश्च ज्ञायते इति यत्सा जाग्रदवस्था स्थूलशरीराभिमानी आत्मा विश्व इत्युच्यते. दट् इस् आचार्य डिफैन्स्. Now, what is the experience? Vishayaha. Vishayaha, they are all the objects of experience. Shabdadi. Shabdadi means shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And what are the instruments for this experience of all of this? Shrotradi, jnanendriyaihi. So, shabdadi, they are all the vishayas. And shrotradi, jnanendriyaihi, they are the five varieties of instruments to experience all these. Shrotram, the ears, tvak, skin, chakshuhu, ears, rasana, tongue, and granam, the nose. So, pancha jnanendriyaihi, pancha vishayanam anubhavaha jagradavastha. So, through the five sense organs, all these sense objects are all experienced during the wakeful stage. That is the jagradavastha. In dream also, for example, we see, we hear, we do all that thing in dream also. But in dream, we do not see with our eyes. With these sense organs, we do not see. To see the dream occurrences, we don't need a pair of glasses or spectacles, we don't need. In waking, we use the gross sense organs. For dream, we do not use these gross sense organs at all. So, shabdadi vishayas are common for both states, but in one, we use the sense organs. And shrotradi. So, jnayate means anubhoyate, experienced. They are all experienced. Itiyate. So, such a state is called jagradavastha, the wakeful state. So, if I have to experience, I have to be associated with this instrument. If I have to experience anything, I have to be associated with this instrument, and the instrument cannot give any experience itself. No instrument can give any experience itself. There should be an individual. Only he can experience. Just with so karanam and karta have to be there. Karanam is the instrument and karta also has to be there. Only when I make use of them, I can have an experience. Only when I make use of them. So, for example, the ears, the eyes, etc. are open in the wakeful state. In the jagradavastha, ears and eyes are all open. But in the dream, I do not associate with them even though they are still there. Even though my physical ears and my dream and my eyes are there, but in the dream, I do not associate with them. So, we have changed our channel. So, from this wakeful state, we have gone to the dream state. So, there's a channel change now, as it were. So, we do not associate with this. So, I should associate and identify with the instrument to experience in the wakeful universe. If I have to have anything to experience, I should be awake, associate myself and identify myself with the instrument of experience. So, these instruments, they are all in the gross body. So, the experience. For example, jagradavastha, to experience the jagradavastha, one should have identification with the gross body. If I have to experience anything during my wakeful state, I should identify with the gross body. Even, for example, the eyes may be open, the ears may be open, but you may be daydreaming. That means you are not associating with your own gross body, the instruments, the ears and all. We may be daydreaming, even though they are wide open. If you are not associated with that grass instruments. So, sthula sharira abhimanam, this association or identification with the grass body in the wakeful state is called sthula sharira abhimanam. And abhimanam means association or identification. So, the one who has this identification in the wakeful state, the person who has this identification, that is the chetana tattvam, that identifier, the one who is identified with this, associated with this in the wakeful state, would he be a chetana person? It would be chetana tattvam or achetana tattvam. It should be a chetana tattvam only. It should be a sentient being. So the instruments are achetana tattvam, whereas the experiencer, the person who experiences this, he is chetana tattvam. So that experiences, హూ ఈస్ ది చేతన తత్వం ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని. ఆచార్య కాల్స్ దాట్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని, ద ఓన్లీ వన్ హూ క్యాన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ ద వేక్ఫుల్ స్టేట్. సో ఇన్ ద వేక్ఫుల్ స్టేట్ ద వన్ హూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆల్ దీస్ యూసింగ్ ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ విత్ దీస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్ హీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని. సో స్థూల శరీర అభిమానం ఇన్ ద జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. స్థూల శరీర అభిమానం నాస్తి ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఆల్సో ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ ది వేక్ఫుల్ స్టేట్. సో దర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ శరీర అభిమాని హీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ జాగ్రత్త, ఆర్ ద సాంస్క్రిట్ వర్డ్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ విశ్వ. సో ఆచార్య గివ్స్ ద వర్డ్ విశ్వ. సో ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ ద వేకర్, హూ ఈస్ అవేర్, హూ ఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ది స్థూల శరీరం ఇన్ ది జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ, హీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వ. సో విశ్వ ఇస్ నాట్ స్థూల శరీరం. We have to understand that clearly. Vishwa is not the grass body. That is inert. Grass body is inert. But the conscious principle or chaitanyam, that is called Vishwaha in the wakeful state. The person is same, but the name may be different. He may be a pilot, he may be a driver, he can be anything. But in the at the time of waking up, in the waking state, he is called Vishwaha. So chaitanyam functioning through the sthula shariram, the grass body, through the grass senses, that is called Vishwaha. That is one name we have to remember. And the second thing is, what is the swapnavastha? What is the dream state? Swapnavastha keti chet jagradavasthayam yad drishtam yad srutam tad janita vasanaya nidrasamaye yad prapanchaha pratiyate sa swapnavastha సూక్ష్మ శరీరాభిమాని ఆత్మా తైజస ఇత్యుచ్యతే. సో ఆచార్య గివ్స్ ద డెఫినేషన్ కాంప్రహెన్సివ్లీ హియర్. స్వప్నావస్థ కహ ఇతి చేత్, ఇఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఆస్క్డ్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఈస్ స్వప్నావస్థ, వాట్ ఈస్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్, దెన్ హీ సేస్ నిద్రా సమయే, అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ స్లీప్. స్లీప్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వీ విడ్రా ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ స్లీప్. విడ్రాన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ, వాట్ ఇస్ ద కండిషన్? That is the identity. Identity with the world. That is all gone now. That's all withdrawn. For dream, withdrawal from waker state. One should withdraw from the waker state. Okay. The identity with sukshma shariram. Then he will identify with the subtle body. Antakaranam. Antakaranam, the mind. Mind is part of the subtle body. So in the mind, what is there in the mind? Mind has lot of stored memories. Lot of recorded things are all, so much of recordings are there in the mind. When did we record all of them? We recorded all of them in the jagrat avastha, in the wakeful state. We have five different microphones. Pancha gyanendriyaha, shabdaha, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Through all these microphones, we are recording so many things. They are called vasanas or samskaras. They are the impressions. They are the recordings. And recording, the recorder will play only when it is played. It is not going to play by itself. So in Swapna, there is a condition, it's a playback condition. That is a time when all these things are played. But only difference is, in the wakeful state, if you want to play back something, you can have the choice of the cassette, what should be played. Whereas in the dream state, you don't have that choice. So there is no choice of cassette. It will just get played, just for some random reason. So Vasanayaha, anubhuti, or vikshepaha, that is throughout the throwing out of the vasanas during the dream state. So whatever has been acquired and recorded during the wakeful state, they are all just only played back during the dream state. But for the dreamer, it is not playing back, it is not any recording. For him, it is real, it is fresh, it is new, and it is lively for him, for the dreamer. So, jagrat avasthayam yad drishtam yad shrutam, whatever is seen, whatever is heard during the jagrat avastha, tad janita vasanaya. So, drishta janitam, shruta janitam, produced by hearing, seeing, all those vasanas created by these actions, prapanchaha pratiyate, a new world is produced during the dream state. Using whatever is already heard and seen, a new world is produced. When? Nidra samaye, at the time of sleep. So, nidra samaye, ye prapanchaha pratiyate, sa swapnavastha. That is called the swapnavastha. So these samskaras or these vasanas, they are derived when? From so many years and years, or even in previous births, so many janmas in the mind. So even purva janma vasana, samskaras are all there. Past life, everything. So they are all innumerable number of births and so many. So that is why many times we may have some dream, you cannot even associate with that. Those dreams, you may not even find any reason. How can I dream like this? It may be something that has happened in several janmas earlier, which we don't even know. So these are all possible. So for this state, there must be again chaitanyam. If chaitanyam is not there, one may not be able to experience this also. No experience without chaitanyam at all. And so what is it identified with? Because in the Jagrat Avastha, we said identified with the waker. Here it is also identified, the vasanas of the mind. They are all not identified with the gross body now. They are all mind belongs to what? The sukshma shariram, the subtle body. And so it is called sukshma sharira abhimani. So the experiencer of these dreams and whatever is happening in the swapna avastha, that is called sukshma sharira abhimani. So vasana abhimanam or sukshma sharira abhimanam. During jagra avastha, we have sthula sharira. Now here, buddhi, what buddhi is in the subtle body. Buddhi is in the intellect, subtle body. So in the swapna avastha, the karana shariram, sukshma sharira abhimanam. And that chaitanyam, sukshma sharira abhimani, karana shariram also included, that is called dreamer or taijasaha. So we had vishvaha earlier for the sthula sharira abhimani. Now for the sukshma sharira abhimani, that dreamer is called taijasaha. Sukshma sharira abhimani, atma, taijasaha, ityuchyate. So vishvaha also is atma, and so taijasaha also is atma, but at different conditions, right? Functioning through the sthula shariram, it is called sthula sharira abhimani, vishvaha. Functioning through the sukshma shariram, the subtle body, sukshma sharira abhimani, it is taijasaha. Both are only chaitanyam, but given different names depending on the experience, depending on the condition. The experience is different because the experiencer is same, only the experience is different. So that's why we say, I dreamt and now I woke up. Same I, experiencer is same. No, sushupti avastha ka, then the third stage. What is sushupti avastha? The state called sushupti. Aham kimapi na janami sukhena maya nidranubhuyata iti sushupti avastha. Aham kimapi na janami. In jagrat avastha, aham janami, I know. I know a lot of things. In the wakeful state, I know a lot of things. But in swapna avastha, aham na janami. In swapna avastha also, aham janami. But in sushupti avastha, there is no particular experience at all. Sushupti avastha, in the deep sleep state, there is no particular experience at all. So absence of all particular experiences, they are not there in the absence of all particular experiences in the sushupti avastha. So here also, now it's a strange way of putting it. Absence is also an experience. There is an experience of the absence of particular experience. There is an experience of the absence of a particular experience. For example, if you have got two rooms, the one room is empty and the other room is filled with so many things like TV, furniture, all those things. So one room, there is nothing. So experiencing nothing, we say there is nothing. So you experience nothing there. Then experience nothing is what? The absence of particular things there, like the chair, table, all those things. So the absence of particular thing is what is experienced there. So kimapi na janami. But sukhena maya, I slept well, that I say. In deep sleep state, after sleeping, when you get up, you say, I slept well, I happily slept, maya. Maya by me. I happily slept by. So nidra. Nidra means sleep. Anubhoyata, experience. I experienced a great sleep. Nice sleep. I do not know anything. I sleep well. This experience is called sushupti avastha. I do not know anything at that stage. But I sleep very well. When I wake up, I say I slept very well. And that avastha is called sushupti avastha. And what is the shariram to be identified? In the earlier cases, we had the gross body identified, subtle body identified. In this case, is the sthula shariram or sushma shariram? What is to be identified? So the person has no sthula shariram or sushma sharira abhimanam now. Because sthula shariram and sushma shariram are not functioning for him. He is karna sharira abhimani. Here also, there should be a chaitanyam. There should be an experiencer. If the experience is not there, you cannot say when you wake up that I had a good sleep. Because the sthula shariram is dormant. Sushma shariram is not also, he is not experienced, is associating with them. So when he says that I had a good sleep, there should be an experiencer also at the deep sleep state. And that experiencer is called pragnyaha. Pragnyaha iti uchyate. The sleeper. The deep sleeper who doesn't associate with the sthula shariram. And also sushma shariram, he is called pragnyaha. Pragnyaha ityuchyate. So pragnyaha means prayena agnya. Agnyaha. Prayena agnya means ignorance. So he is ignorant. The person is ignorant. So now if we take the three sharirams and the three avastas and the three chaitanyams, what we have just read so far. So if you take the sthula shariram, the gross body, then the avastha is jagrat avastha and the chaitanyam responsible, the person identifying with the sthula shariram is called Vishwaha. And in the sukshma shariram, the subtle body, the avastha is swapna avastha, the dream state, and the chaitanyam, the experiencer, is called Taijasaha, the dreamer. And the karana shariram, the avastha is state of condition is sushupti avastha, and the chaitanyam, the sleeper, is called Pragnyaha. So Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Pragnyaha, depending on the three different states of experience. So Jagradavastayam, Chaitanyasya Nama, Vishwaha. Supnavastayam, Chaitanyasya Nama, Taijasaha. And Sushuptyavastayam, Chaitanyasya Nama, Pragnyaha. So it is the same Atma given by three different names depending on what state of awareness one is. And Atma is Avastatraya Sakshi. It is the illuminating principle of these three states. It is not any of these states. It is the illuminating principle of all these three states. So it is called Avastatraya Sakshi. So now if you have to connect this between the three bodies and the three avastas, Chaitanyam plus Thula Shariram is Jagrat Avastha. Chaitanyam plus Sukshma Shariram is Swapna Avastha. And Chaitanyam plus Karana Shariram is called Karana Avastha. So then Pancha Kosha Atita San, that is the next one which Acharya is going to talk about. We are now talking about Atma. Atma is what? Atma is not. It is different from all the three Shariras. It is the Sakshi of all the three Avastas. And Pancha Koshaha Atitaha San. Then it is different from the five Koshas, five sheets. Then naturally the question will be, what are the five Koshas? Pancha Koshaha K. What are the five the sheets? We can call it, you know, the encasement, covers. What are, so Atma is covered by five different covers. And what are those five covers? Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, Cheti. So these are the food sheet, Annamaya Kosha, and the Pranamaya Kosha, the vital air sheet. The Manomaya Kosha, the mental sheath. Vijnanamaya Kosha, the intellectual sheath. And Anandamaya Kosha, the bliss sheath. Each one is a covering. So Atma obtains within these five sheaths, like a sword is kept inside a cover, in an encasement. Now you have a sword, you kept it in the, that is how Atma is inside all these encasements. Then we have to each, so all these five sheaths were mentioned. Then we have to know what are each of these five sheets. Annamaya kaha. What is Annamaya kosha? Mayaha means it's made up of. What is Annamayaha? So, anna rasenaiva bhutva, anna rasenaiva vriddhim prapya, anna rupa prithivyam yadviliyate, tad Annamaya koshaha, sthula shariram. So Annamaya Koshaha, at the moment we said, Acharya says it's Sthula Shariram. It is a grass body only. It is not different from that. Why the name? Why it is called Annamaya Kosha? Because of its origin. What is the origin? annarasenaiva bhutva. It is nothing but annam modified. The modified form of annam alone is annamaya kosha. Mayaha means vikaraha. Vikaraha is modification. So anna vikaraha eva shariram. This grass body is only the modification of the food that we take. So food taken by the mother becomes the body of the child. So what was on the plate, all this idli, dosa and all those things, they are all converted to what? Body. The various things, the nutrition of the body, goes to the development of the body. So we do not call it anna kosha, because it's not the food sheath. Because then the entire body should be only full of food. Some idli should be hanging here, dosa should be hanging somewhere else. So that's what it will be. But it's not that. It is anna rasa. Anna rasamaya. So it is all the bone, flesh, and all those things, every limb, they are all only growing out of food, modification of the food only. So anna rasena eva bhutva. Rasa means essence. So using the nutrients, using the essence of the food that we take, all those things are made. And how they grow? See, birth depends on food. Now the growth is also dependent only on food, annam. The body is born because of food, and the body also grows by food. So the very survival of the body is by annam only, food only. So srishti karanam is annam, and sthiti karanam also is annam. And what is the laya karanam? Again, so anna rupa prithivyam yad viliyate. Body resolves into the earth, prithivyam, resolves into the earth. Only which is nothing but what? Potential annam only again. Because food becomes modification of plants again. Plants again from the earth only. So earth becomes plant, plant becomes food, and food body, and body goes back into earth again, which is becoming a fertilizer again, and becomes the food for the next generation. So the whole creation is a cyclic process. As I told earlier, in the Lion King movie, you know, the cycle of life or circle of life, this is what it is. The entire thing goes in the cycle. So prithivi, which is anna rupam, the potential food. So annam is srishti, it is sthiti, and it is also laya karanam. Annam is the srishti, sthiti, and laya karanam. So it is called anna maya koshaha. For example, if you take an ornament, it is swarnamaya abharanam. Swarnamaya abharanam means what? This abharanam is born out of gold, it is sustained by gold, and finally when it is melted, it goes back into gold. So whatever is born out of, sustained by, and going back into, that is called, we call it swarnamaya abharanam. So this is called also annamaya koshaha. So we know then, I, the Chaitanyam, am different from the body. Because I am definitely different from the idli I take. Because this is only annamaya. So it is different from the body. When the, for example, the whatever I eat, when they become flesh and bone, how can I be that? I cannot be that. So if it is the case, then whatever I consume also will be like that. Whatever goes out also should be like that. So yesterday it was food. Tomorrow it becomes a filth. So how in between I, the body, can be that? I, the Chaitanya, can be that. Cannot be. So we can never be the body, and the body can never be consciousness. Never be consciousness. That is what you are, and the body is the one that comes and that goes. So now you got the sthula shariram, and now this annamaya kosha, and then the pranamaya kosha. So sthula shariram is annamaya kosha, and the subtle body, so grass body becomes annamaya, and the subtle body, it is now, it has three different things. It has pranamaya kosha, it has manomaya kosha, and vijnanamaya kosha. All these three things, they belong to the subtle body. And we have seen earlier, the subtle body has what? Five jnanendriyas, five sense organs, five karmendriyas, five organs of action, pancha pranadayaha, five different vital physiological functions, manaha and buddhi. All these 17, they make up the subtle body. And the pranamaya kosha, if you take pancha prana, pancha pranas, what are the pancha pranas? The power, prana refers to the power, the shakti, the prana shakti. the karmendriyas, the organs of action, they need the shakti, they need the energy. So vak, pada, pani, payu, upastha, all those things are our karmendriyas, they all need shakti. And manomayaha, this is pranamaya kosha, and manomaya kosha, all the jnanendriyas, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all those things, and manaha, the mind. So the mind is meant for what? Mind is meant for emotion. And you know, you need the mind to feel. So it has to be the contact with the external world. For that you need the sense organs. So once the external world is contacted by the sense organs, you need an instrument to feel what are the vishayas that are processed. So you need the mind. So manomaya kosha and vijnanamaya kosha is buddhi, the intellect. So it stands for knowledge, which alone recognizes, which alone asserts whatever has been processed, has been taken in. So the five jnanendriyas with the association of the mind, and the same five jnanendriyas associated with the buddhi. So we have got pancha pranadeha, they are fun, five of them, all the five. And then we have got five karmendriyas, and again the buddhi and the intellect. And the jnanendriyas, all together, we have 17. All the 17, they make the subtle body. And then the karana shariram is anandamaya kosha. So, stula shariram is annamaya kosha. Sukshma shariram is the pranamaya, manomaya and vijnanamaya kosha. And the karana shariram is anandamaya kosha. So, now the author is going to discuss each one of them. Pranamaya kaha. What is pranamaya kosha? He is going to now talk about it. Pranadhyaha panchavayavaha vagadi indriya panchakam pranamaya koshaha. Prana is the respiration. Apana is the evacuation function or rejection. Vyana is the circulative function. And udana is the reaction, the throwing out, the reversal function. And samana is the assimilation function. So pancha pranas means five vital airs belonging to the pranamaya kosha, fivefold physiological functions. So all the five karmendriyas, vak, pada, pani, payu, upastha, vak is the speech, and each one of them, militva means putting them together. So putting all these five together, whatever obtains, that is called pranamaya kosha. So that is also, it is part of the sukshma shariram, the subtle body. Then manomaya koshakaha, acharya is only defining them now, understand that. So manascha jnanendriya panchakam militva bhavati yaha manomaya koshaha. Manascha, with the mind, jnanendriya panchakam, sparsha, sabda, shabda, rupa, rasa, gandha, all these five different sense functions, militva, putting together all of them, that is called manomaya koshaha. And vijnanamaya koshakaha, what is vijnanamaya koshaha? Buddhi jnanendriya panchakam militva yobhavati saha vijnanamaya koshaha. Yobhavati, whatever obtains, putting together buddhi and the five jnanendriyas, five sense organs. So sukshma shariram is pranamaya, manomaya and vijnanamaya, all these three together. Then anandamaya kaha, what is anandamaya kosha? Evameva karna sharira bhutam avidyasta malina sattvam priyadi vritti sahitam sat anandamaya koshaha. The definition is given based on the experience of sleep, actually, for the karana avastha, for this one, based on the experience of sushupti, the deep sleep. So in sushupti, we have actually two experiences. One was what? Aham kim api na janami. I do not know anything. Ignorance. Or ajnanam, we experience ajnanam, we experience ignorance in deep sleep. And second thing is sukham aham aswaptam. Actually, I had in my sleep, I've been very happy. I experienced sukham. I have no sorrow. More than saying I'm very happy, I have no sorrow, no experience of sorrow at all. So the second experience is anandaha, happiness or joy. So the first one is, I do not know anything, I am ignorant. That is first one. Second one is, I have happiness or joy. So ignorance of everything includes what? Self-ignorance also. When we say ignorance, it includes self-ignorance also. And to join happiness. These are the two things that we experience during Sushupti. Actually, Vedanta scriptures and all, there are some technical terms they are introduced here, actually. For example, they say mind has got three dispositions, three conditions. In Vedanta, they give all these technical terms, three conditions. They are called three gunas. Three gunas, when we say three gunas, we should not think they are all three qualities. They are three dispositions. Okay, it's not property, it is three dispositions. So each disposition is responsible for a particular type of experience. Each disposition responsible for a particular type of experience. For example, these three gunas are what? Tamo guna, rajo guna, and sattva guna. So tamo guna, that tamo, tamas, that disposition, tamaha, that is the disposition is what? It is a dull disposition, dullness. It is a not functioning disposition. So it is inertia, that is dullness. That is tamoguna. And rajoguna is extremely active. Mind is agitated. You know, it can be reasonable agitation or unreasonable agitation, but it is agitated. So it is rajas. That is the rajas disposition. And the third one is sattva disposition. It is neither sleeping disposition nor active violently. It is neither. It is quiet, but awake. It's awake and quiet. So tamas also is quiet, but it is sleeping. Sattva also is quiet, but it is awake. That is the difference between tamas and sattva. So it is enough to know this much at this point in time, but we will see more of these things later in some other occasion. But here it is adequate to know this much. So tamas means inertia, absence of, you know, both activity and also, knowledge. And rajas is activity and dukkham, arising or whatever, also agitation. And sattvam is knowledge. And sukham also, since it is tranquil and quiet. In sattva disposition, mind is tranquil and mind is quiet. So in karana shariram, when a person is sleeping in deep sleep state, he has ananda. So sattva guna should be there. Because in sattva guna only, you can be tranquil, can be peaceful. So because he has ananda in deep sleep, so sattva guna should be there in sushupti. So it should be with knowledge also. But it is overpowered by tamoguna. So when he is in deep sleep, he has ananda. So sattvaguna also should be there. Knowledge also should be there at that time. But because he is in deep sleep, it is overpowered by tamoguna. So it is partially covered by tamas. So ignorance is there and partially covered by sattvam because sukham is also there. In deep sleep, it is partly covered by tamas because ignorance is, ajnanam is there. And partly covered by because sukham also is there. So sattvam also should be there, both are there. So in sushupti, but in samadhi, what happens? In samadhi, the person is only alert all the time. You know, he is sukham only is there. At that time, ignorance is not there. But here, in this case, sushupti case, this sukham, this sattva gunam is sullied or tainted or overpowered by tamogunam. In the deep sleep state, the sattva guna, this joy, whatever it is overpowered by tamo guna. So it is called malina sattvam. Acharya defines, when you read the sloka here, we read it as malina sattvam, sullied or impure sattvam. So degree of impurity, the degree of this, how much it is sullied, that impurity, that varies. So, you know, it is from, you know, the degree of sleep. Very deep sleep, the depth of, you know, degree of sleep, how much it is, that also varies. Example, the sleeping person. So, degree of sukham also will be different based on the degree of malina sattvam. This malina sattvam is the sullied sattvam, right? So, depending on that, the degree of ananda also will vary. And because the degree of ananda will vary also, the author gives three degrees. That is, you know, for example, hot or hottest. So here also we have got three different types of happiness. One is happy, happier, and the happiest. So happy, he call it priya. And the person who is now in that karana shariram, the causal body, endowed with the malina sattvam, because these are all complex arguments. The causal body endowed with malina sattvam, we are talking about deep sleep state, and the three degrees of ananda, priyadi, the priyaha, modaha and pramodaha, happy, happier, happiest, three different degrees of ananda, or we call it vritti here. These are all three different vrittis, conditions. Tat anandamaya koshaha, that is called anandamaya kosha. So what is the three degrees of ananda? For example, we can now, how do we understand the three degrees of ananda, priyaha, modaha and pramodaha? For example, if you go to some place, you go to some restaurant or somewhere. Now you like some particular dish or some food. You want to order. So now you see the dish, it is there. So now the moment you see, you get a happiness. So kevala ishta darshana matram, whatever you like, the moment you see it, you are sure it is there, it can be available for you. That gives you a happiness, that is called priya. Kevala ishta darshana matram, whatever priya, this thing happiness you get, that is called priya. And then having seen it, now you ordered it and it is served onto your table and now it is with you. So kevala grahana matrena, the moment you got it is in your possession now, that gives you another degree of happiness, that is called modaha. So ishta darshana janyam, that is sukham, that is called priyam, and ishta grahana janyam sukham, that is called modaha. And then having got the dish, once one eats that, once he enjoys that, when it becomes one with you, then it becomes advaitam, it becomes part of you. You and the food are not separate now. So ishta anubhava janyam sukham, when you experience that food, whatever you ordered, that is called pramodaha. So priyaha, modaha and priyo, pramodaha, these are the three different gradations in enjoyment. So that is what is obtained in deep sleep, depending on whatever the person degree of this thing, the malina sattva, different grades. So this is in the sleep. So since ananda is experience, ananda jai is also experience, karana shariram is given another name called anandamaya koshaha. So this is anandamaya koshaha, because ananda also is experience, karana shariram is given the anandamaya koshaha. So manom, this pranam, the annamaya koshaha is the grass body, and manomaya koshaha, pranamaya koshaha and vijnanamaya koshaha, all these three, they are subtle body, and anandamaya kosha is the causal body. These are the three different bodies which Acharya describes and defines all of them. So we will continue with the discussion in the next webinar.